Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Test. The Mechaber says that if somebody has a problem with his eyes, whether both eyes or in one eye, maybe there's like too much liquid in the eye, or his pain and it causes him to tear, to cry, or blood's coming out of the eye, as long as it's the beginning of an illness, he can Mechal Shabbos. And Mr. Burr explains that even if it's a Kones Eiver, if one part of a person's body is at risk, or not Mechal Shabbos, it's the Raisa, like we see in Shem, we get the Sifri Zayin, the eye is different because the eyes are connected to the heart, and therefore there could be a cause of fashion involved. And Mr. Burr explains the beginning of the illness doesn't have to be daft. The beginning, the middle of the illness also be the same. It's just coming to say that if it's the end of the illness and he's already getting better, so then these things, the tearing of the eye and the blood coming of the eye, are not a sign of sakana, and therefore that would not be a reason to machal Shabbos. In fact, it's more partial, Mr. Burr says, if someone still wants to do something for his eye, a medical procedure of his eye, that his eyesight should get better, definitely you cannot be machal Shabbos for that. So if you're the Mechaber says any illness the doctor says sakana, even though it's external, it's not shechalal, it's not inside, still can mechal Shabbos. If one doctor says to mechal Shabbos, another one says not to mechal Shabbos, we are mechal, which the word is suffering the fash locals, therefore we are mechal Shabbos. And the Biralocha says that many achrayim right, that's only if the two doctors are equal in level. One of them is a bigger doctor than the other. Since it's one against one, we go by the one that's rev chacham, but the one that's a bigger doctor, more of a chacham. Now the Mechaber brings that this Rishonim hold that you don't need dafka mumcha. Any person could be considered a little of a mumcha and say that we have to mechal Shabbos for this chayla, and we'll say suffering the fash locals. Mr. Burr explains that it's only if this person, you know, he's not a doctor, he says, I'm familiar with this condition, and I know what I'm talking about. And even then, if he's going to connect the doctor, then he's not trusted, not lahakam, not lahakam. There's no expert opinion, and just the opinion of this one individual person who says that he knows what he's talking about, so then the Mechaber says a semach that to Mechal Shabbos. And the Biralocha says, even though in the Rambam, and other Rishonim, it's mashma not like this, mashma dafka roifu uman could say that we should mechal Shabbos on behalf of a chayla, and not just any random person who says that I know about this chayla, I know what I'm talking about. Still, since Shabbos comes to Fashos, Mechaber's chayish for the Shita, and says that we are mechal Shabbos for this. And therefore, if you have the option of doing it ade akum, having goy do it, not yid, so we would say to rather have a goy do it and not have yid. You know, we're going to see soon if you base machlokes, we try to get a goy, don't try to get a goy. Over here, we try to get a goy, since there's no doctor involved, and not all the Rishonim necessarily agree to this. The Rambam says that even that which the Mechaber is paskening, that if anybody pops up and says, I'm a mumcha, this I know what I'm talking about, and he's mechal Shabbos, that we listen to him, it's only if it's yid. But a guy is not a doctor, we don't take serious. A guy is a doctor, we take seriously, but a guy is not a doctor, we don't think it so seriously. We don't think he's saying it with such a covered rush. A yid who knows when it's mechal Shabbos involved over here, and he says, I know what I'm talking about, that we have to take seriously. Now the Rambam says that somebody that want to force him to do a big avera, we're not mechal Shabbos in order to save him from having to do the avera. Mr. Burke explains we don't tell one person to do an avera in order to help a different person avoid doing an avera. However, Mr. Burke says that the person they're forcing, what they're forcing him to do is one of the gimel averas chamuras, avoy zog the rishon chasdamim, and therefore it's very likely he's going to be meiser nefesh, like he's supposed to have a halacha, not do the avera. So it could be then we should mechal Shabbos to avoid him having to do the avera, because really it's pikuach nefesh, we're saving him from having to give up his life al kiddush Hashem. Sifin Alf, the Mechaber says, a chalish yesh p'sakana, that the shot stop on Shabbos, and needs a certain refuah that involves chal Shabbos, and it's going to be an eight day process. We don't say to wait till after Shabbos, it's going to be Sunday through Sunday, only one Shabbos involved. Rather, we start right away on Shabbos, and there will be two Shabbos involved, and we don't want to wait when it comes to Mikoch Nevish. Shabbos says, you know, in the end of Sifdal, it sounds not like that. There's a case where waiting will not do any harm. Here's a case where it's too risky to wait. Sifid Beis, the Mechaber says that Mechal Shabbos, the Chalu HaSakana, we try to do it not through a goy and not through Katana B'Nashim, rather the Yisraelim Gedolim B'nei Das. And Mishnah Berurah brings, the reason is, the Rosh says, otherwise we're going to start using Nashim and Katanim and Goyim, people are going to think, oh, that means that you're supposed to use Katanim and Goyim, and even when there's no Katanim or Goyim available, they're going to wait, try to get a cotton or a goy, and they're not going to Mechal Shabbos to save a life, and a life can be lost that way. Even Nashim, they're presumed to always be around, but if they see that men aren't willing to do it, only ladies are willing to do it, they're not going to want to do it. They're not going to be messing themselves for it, probably. They think, vice versa. You're not really supposed to mechal Shabbos this thing. And it could be the other way also. Could be Nashim will take the other extreme. They'll be mechal Shabbos too easily. So it's done through men, yid, and b'nei das. In fact, Mishnah Berurah says, b'shem the Rishonim, that there's a chum over there, but Afka, it's a mitzvah, chum should do it, to show that mechal Shabbos to save a life. Now, it's only if there's a chum or the men are around. But there's ladies around, no men around. You don't wait to get men to get a chum. For sure, whoever's around, they should be the one to do it. Now, the Rambam says that some Rishonim argue in this whole thing. They say that if it's not going to cost time to do the Shinui, rather do the Shinui. If it's not going to cost more time to do the Goy, rather do the Goy. And he says that's the Minig. Only if you're afraid the Goy won't do it properly, he'll be Mas'atz, he'll be lazy about it, then you should not do it, Ayde Goy. But whenever you have the option of doing it with the Shinui, less Chol Shabbos, it's not a rush, then we should try to do it that way. Ketanim also, if we have the option, should do it that way. Shabur brings in the Taz, he says it's not really a good Minig to rely on Goyim. And Yilbim Marzdaris, and therefore even as a Savik of Atzalo, and as a Vadeh Sakano, Zorzer is a Meshubach and he is there, he should do the Chol Shabbos, try to save life.